USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The ratings for the latest Democratic presidential debate on CNN were down from the network's first debate in July. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tuesday night's CNN New York Times-sponsored Democratic debate from Ohio drew an average of 8.3 million TV viewers between 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That's according to Nielsen data. Again, 8.3 million, that's down from CNN's first two-night debate in July when the network brought in 9.2 million viewers on night one and 11.3 million viewers on night two. I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has ordered five home health care facilities in Iowa and South Dakota accused of filing fraudulent Medicare claims to pay more than $3.1 million. A complaint filed earlier this month in Cedar Rapids federal court accused Sergeant Bluff Healthcare and Elk Point Healthcare of filing medical claims that did not qualify for Medicare coverage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Newsweek magazine reports 4 in 5 Americans have searched for health-related topics on the Internet. John Clements reports a growing number of Americans are using Dr. Google.
Some people call those trying to diagnose themselves as cyberchondriacs, while others say they are empowered consumers who are better, more effective advocates for themselves in the exam room. Doctors say informed patients who come to their appointment armed with research can be an asset. Physicians today don't have the time or mental capacity to keep up with the ever-expanding body of medical knowledge. About one-third of doctors spend an average 15 minutes with each patient, and if these people come armed with targeted questions gleaned from the Internet, both doctor and patient can make the most of their limited time together. I'm John Clemens.
Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $117 million multi-state settlement over allegations it deceptively marketed its pelvic mesh products, which support women's sagging pelvic organs. Ohio's attorney general said the investigation found that Johnson & Johnson, the world's biggest health products maker, violated state consumer protection laws by not fully disclosing the device's risks. Numerous women who had the devices implanted claim they caused severe pain, bleeding, infections, and other complications. Johnson & Johnson and its Ethicon Surgical Products Unit reached the settlement with 41 states and the District of Columbia. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.